إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه. وبعد، الله سبحانه وتعالى in Surah Al-Baqarah, in the famous ayat which we all know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned the fact that He will test the believers. And He said, وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ مِّنَ الْخَوْفِ وَالْجُوعِ وَنَقْصٍ مِّنَ الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَنفُسِ وَالثَّمَرَاتِ وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ الَّذِينَ إِذَا أَصَابَتْهُمْ مُصِيبَةٌ قَالُوا إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ أُولَٰئِكَ عَلَيْهِمْ صَلَوَاتٌ مِّن رَّبِّهِمْ وَرَحْمَةٌ وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُهْتَدُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned this ayah, and He mentioned the ways in which He will test the believers, and He assured us that He will test the believers, that He will test us. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that He will test with fear and with hunger and with the destruction of life and property, with the destruction of health. Different ways. Sometimes all at the same time, sometimes at different times. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that there is bashara and there is glad tidings and good news for the people who have sabr. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described these people. He said, who are these people? And He said, these are the people who, when these masaib, when these this musibah, when they are faced with these trials and tribulations and calamities, then they say, we were from Allah, and to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is our return. قَالُوا إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised for them this bashar. Allah said, أُولَٰئِكَ عَلَيْهِمْ صَلَوَاتٌ مِّن رَبِّهِمْ. That for those people, there is salam from their Rabb. There is blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Specifically, directly, مِنْ رَبِّهِمْ وَرَحْمَةٍ, and the mercy of Allah. Special mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala assured and said, وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُهْتَدُونَ. He said, these are the people who are on the path of guidance. These are the people of hidayah. So to have sabr and to have this attitude of acceptance of the qada of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not just acceptance but rida bil qada, being pleased with the qada of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This attitude is the sign of hidayah, of guidance. The reason I am saying this is because inshallah today and next few days we will talk about this. This morning, not yet morning, early dawn, I got a message, one of the articles which came, which said that the Egyptian criminals who are ruling Egypt have almost completely closed all the tunnels going into Gaza through which they used to take food. And now they are demolishing the houses of people on the Egyptian side of the border between Egypt and Palestine. They are demolishing their homes to create a buffer zone just like Israel has on their side. Now, at times like this, question is, what can we do and what should we do? Because one of the things that happens, and people come and ask you, and they ask you, why is this happening? Now, why stopped coming 14 centuries ago? So if somebody comes and asks me, why is it happening, I cannot answer that. But from what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us, we can look and see what is it that we can do. We still cannot understand, or we cannot answer the question, why is it happening? Allah knows why it's happening. And the qada of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is something that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, don't speculate and don't guess. Talk about it too much, because many of these things we cannot understand. For example, how will you answer this question that in the time of Hulegu, the grandson of Genghis, Baghdad was completely destroyed. The destruction of Baghdad was literally, jo hum Urdu mein kehte hain, eent se eent baja diya. completely and totally destroyed. Everything was destroyed. Masajid were destroyed, libraries were destroyed, they had laboratories and so on and so forth, they were destroyed. Every man was killed, every woman and child was either killed or was taken into slavery, including the Khalifa himself. And the historians, they say that the Ulegu took the Khalifa with him into the palace and he said, select 100 of your favorite women, you know, from your wives and your daughters and so on. So he made him select 100, and the Khalifa thought that these will be saved. So when these 100 were brought, Hulegu said, these I will keep, and the rest he gave to his soldiers. They had more than 350 or something in the haram. And then the Khalifa was, at that time he was a very obese man, he was very fat, he could hardly walk. Hulegu said to his soldiers, he said, take this man and hang him. So one of his commanders came and he said, there are a lot of children here in the haram, in the family of the Khalifa. There's a lot of small children. What should we do with them? So Hulegu said, kill all of them, let him see it, then hang him. Now, this is pure cruelty for the sake of cruelty. I mean, if you look at it, it's just absolute, you know, barbarism for its own sake. Now, why did it happen? Who is going to answer this question? So the question is that not to fall into this trap. Because the reason I'm saying, because a lot of people, alhamdulillah, the reason you ask this question also is because of the fikr of deen and fikr of Muslims in your heart. I mean, obviously it's paining and it is suffering, and we feel to whatever extent is possible, we feel the difficulty and the pain of our brothers and sisters. So alhamdulillah, that is fine, but getting involved in these questions is meaningless. No one can answer this question. And apart from wasting time, nothing happens. So what should we do? And that's what we'll talk about today. Today I will just do the overall brief description, and then tomorrow we'll go into it in detail. The first and foremost thing to do, which all and every single one of us can do and should do, is dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Send lanat on these people, ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to punish them, ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help the ones who are fighting them, and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to save the innocent people from their oppressors. Whether they are oppressing them directly or they are oppressing them by helping the oppressors, because we have got two kinds today, and may Allah protect us. All of them are Muslim. They have helpers who are not Muslim, but all of them, the ones who are directly oppressing are also people with Muslim names. Let me be precise. Allah knows whether they are Muslims or not, because Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that if a Muslim helps another, he helps his enemy against his own brother, then he is not from us. So therefore, whether they are Muslim or not is for Allah to decide. But these are the people with Muslim names, and the ones who are helping them with money as well as with moral help by giving, speaking in favor of the oppressors are also Muslim. May Allah protect us and may Allah save us from this tribalism. So obviously there is a lot of, we feel the pain for this. So number one thing is to make dua, and to make dua constantly, to make dua formally, of course, when we do like we do in Salatul Fajr or in Jummah and so on, but also to make dua constantly. The dua does not have to be, dua is not dependent on a particular time and space. Today especially, I am saying this because today is Jummah, and Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, there is a time, there is a sa'a in this day where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept whatever is asked. And therefore, let us ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make this sa'a, that sa'a, and make the time when we ask this dua, the time of acceptance of this dua. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to punish the oppressors. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to visit his azab on them, to destroy them, to shake the earth from under their feet, to send down difficulties and tribulations and calamities on them directly, personally. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help our brothers and sisters in Gaza and in Egypt and in Syria and wherever else they might be, who are in difficulties and who are being oppressed. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help them and to protect them. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help those who are fighting this oppression wherever they are. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help them with forces that they cannot see, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who knows his junood. The surah that our Imam recited Surah Al-Muddathir in the Salah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions this, that Allah knows who are His soldiers, Allah knows His armies. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to send those armies to help the Mujahideen wherever they are and wherever they are fighting these Zalimeen and these Mukadribeen and these people who are the deniers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and who are the oppressors of people who are innocent. So the first and foremost thing is to make dua and to continuously make this dua with the complete and total knowledge, not just belief, total knowledge. That number one, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is listening. There is no doubt about this, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is listening, right? Number two, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has the power and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has the ability to do whatever He wants. So, the very, very important in this, to be very clear in our minds, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is listening, complete yaqeen. There is no doubt about this, that Allah is listening and that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can change the path of destiny. So, we make dua with this yaqeen, not make dua in a dhila kind of way, you know. है होता कि नहीं कि मांग रहे हम कैसे आप कैसे से सवाल नहीं है मांगने का काम आपका है देने का काम अल्लाह का है अल्लाह मांगते नहीं और अल्लाह और आप दे नहीं सकते ये दीज आर टू यू नो नाम गैर मुमकिनात इट्स नॉट पॉसिबल दैट अल्लाह विल आस्क अल्लाह कैन ओनली गिव एंड इट्स नॉट पॉसिबल दैट वी कैन गिव वी कैन ओनली आस्क तो अपना काम करो जो आपका काम है मांगने का काम आप मांगो हाँ आपको आपको देने पर अल्लाह ने मुकल्लफ नहीं किया तो आप देने की फिक्र मत करो आप मांगो और अल्लाह अल्लाह ताला देने वाले हैं तो अल्लाह जरूर देंगे नहीं देने का क्या सवाल सो देयरफॉर आस्क कीप ऑन आस्किंग अल्लाह सुभानहू व तआला एंड विद द कंप्लीट यकीन दैट अल्लाह सुभानहू व तआला विल गिव एंड वी आस्क अल्लाह सुभानहू व तआला टू गिव बिगैर हिसाब सेकंड एंड वेरी इंपॉर्टेंट थिंग एंड आई विल एंड विद दिस एंड टुमारो वी विल गो इनटू मोर डिटेल इज टू हैव रेजिलियंस रेजिलियंस इज द एबिलिटी टू गेट अप आफ्टर यू फॉल रेजिलियंस इज द एबिलिटी to recover from a calamity. This is very, very important. And alhamdulillah, this is the, if I can say that, I'm sure I can say it with confidence that this is the hallmark of this ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. No matter what kind of calamities we are in, you will never hear a news to say that the Muslims in Gaza or the Muslims in Afghanistan or the Muslims in Chechnya or the Muslims in Syria or wherever. Because we hear there are so many refugees, but have you heard that in the refugee camps there is people are committing suicide because they are in despair. People are committing suicide, they are killing themselves. You will never hear this. You never hear of Muslims committing suicide. Why? I mean, they are in difficulties. They are in difficulties which we cannot even imagine. Forget, may Allah protect us from this, but we can't even imagine. It's literally impossible to imagine. Saying that I feel the pain is itself a lie. I mean, may Allah protect us. Alhamdulillah, we are doing our best. But nobody can say, can you feel the pain of somebody to whom it is actually happening? I mean, impossible. But in spite of that, whereas you hear people committing suicide for all kinds of reasons in the world for much less than this. There are people who commit suicide if the New York Stock Exchange dropped by 10 points. People take a flying leap from the skyscrapers. So there are people who commit suicide for, but you will never hear Alhamdulillah, 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 Muslims committing suicide. They don't commit suicide because we do not despair. We are a resilient people, Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. So we should feel good about this, and this is something to think about and keep in our mind. And tomorrow and next few days, we'll see what is resilience and what we should do, inshallah. But let us keep this in mind. No despair. No despair, because at the end of the day, if I die now, I will die anyway. And the person who dies being killed by an oppressor has died a shaheed fi sabilillah, inshallah. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive all his sins. Maybe Allah alam, that person, if he had died a natural death, living in luxury, he would have died on kufr, on shirk, or Allah knows what. Right? Even if he didn't go into kufr and shirk, he would have died with a lot of sins because he would be living in luxury, away from deen and so on and so forth. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in a way, I'm not saying these calamities are a good thing, they are never a good thing. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to save us from this. But I'm saying some one of the aspects of it is that a person who is being killed by an oppressor, he is dying a shaheed fi sabilillah, inshallah. And therefore, he is being forgiven his sins and he will enter into Jannah. And as far as death is concerned, he would have died anyway one day. Even if he lived for 1,000 years, he would still have died. So he died today instead of dying, 10 years later, 50 years later. So Alhamdulillah, it is nothing to despair. We certainly are not happy about this. We will continue to make dua asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for help, but never to despair. Never to say, oh my God, what happened? No, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. We do not despair, we do not complain, because the complaint will be a complaint against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because the qadar is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we don't complain. We say, oh, why is this happening? No. Alhamdulillah. The position of the slave is that the slave is happy no matter what the master does. The slave has no will of his own. The slave has no will of his own. What is the will of the slave? The will of his owner, the will of his master, the will of his creator. And therefore, what do we want? We want whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants. Alhamdulillah, labbaik Allahumma labbaik, we are ready, Ya Rab. So therefore, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for his mercy and for his protection and for his help, for the mustadafeen, for the mazlumeen, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help him, and we must have resilience, and what that is, we will see tomorrow and day after. But let us keep this in mind, no despair, no kalimat of despair, no kalimat of complaint. Insha'Allah al-Musta'an, these will not come from our lips. We will only speak about the glory and majesty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We will only say Alhamdulillah ala kulli hal, and we will make dua for our brothers and sisters who are oppressed, and against the oppressors, whoever they might be and wherever they might be. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept these du'as from us. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimeen. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.